Hello and welcome to another podcast with me, Mark Tiley, taken fresh from the morning show brought to you by Shaw Isle of Man. They're in Strand Street in Douglas, they're in Parliament Street in Ramsey. Pop in and say hi and tell them I sent you. So let's crack on with the latest podcast from MyTunes.
Mark Tiley, the nation's station, Men's Radio.
It's time for another week of My Tunes on this here programme, Mark Tiley in the Morning with our friends of Shaw, Isle of Man. And I'm delighted to welcome a fine musician with a great history and a great pedigree. He's blushing, ladies and gentlemen. It's Paul. Paul Reynolds, welcome to My Tunes.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Well, thank you. Now, I'll start by saying where you, dear listener, might have seen him recently. Shaw Slant, depending on your Manx, are a busy, busy band. And you play for an awful lot of people, and normally it's for good causes.
It is mostly, yes. We tend to have evolved a little bit over the last 10 years since we started playing from a folk band to more a community effort, shall we say, where we like to play for community and charity functions. Mainly because we can get an audience that way.
No, it's a very, very wise move. And we'll talk a lot about the band. I'll get my pronunciation. I've heard it, Shaw Slant or Shaw Slant. Cheers in Manx, really.
Cheers. Here's health.
Here's sure. health. Cheers. Mm. Mm. We'll get all the corrections to my dreadful Manx accent, even though I did try and learn quite a bit. I'm still a bit...
It's not too bad, boy.
Well, thank you. Because you're Manx born and bred.
I am, yes.
But moved away to train as a teacher.
That's right, yes. That was the only time I had away, really. It was 3 years at Edgehill College and then another three or four teaching in Kirby near Liverpool.
And where did the guitar come into all this?
I just picked up guitar at college, really. It just happened. I can't remember where I bought it from. It was an old Echo one. You know, it costs about £10 or something.
EKO,
didn't it?
Yeah.
EKO, yes.
Italian, I think they
yes.
were.
I've still got it at home. It's full of cracks and fairly unplayable, and it always was.
I had a 12-string, one of them.
That's right, yes.
Jangled
a few
nicely.
Of those knocking about. Yes, you do still see them.
Yeah, it was a nice old box until somebody trod on it. I think that's how mine died. But no, though. So college, yeah, I mean, because I'm not being funny. That scene, that time you were at college. We're of a similar age here. Folk music, guitar music. My goodness me, it was just happening, wasn't it?
Absolutely, late 60s into early 70s. So yes, there was a lot of quite heavy rock scene going around, which I could never aspire to. So I chose the acoustic route. I'm a left-handed guitarist, so I've always had a problem finding suitable guitars. Hence, the Echo had two scratch plates.
Oh, up or down?
Up or down, and was easy to swap the strings around. Never sounded quite right, because as you know, the settings on the guitar don't quite come up when you try going left to right. And it's only in recent years that I've managed to find suppliers of good left-hand guitars.
I'm going to say that they've come on a lot and that there are more being made. What was your first band called?
Well, that was when I came back to the Isle of Man after college. Uh-huh. And we played in a band called Pachin, which was a good old folk band. I got to go in up to a place called Athalty Will. It burnt down, I believe, after a while, the old Athalty Will pub. That was a great scene.
Let's get stuck into our first track. Where are we going for this first track? Early days for you, I think?
Yes, it was. When I got to sixth form, I fell in with a crowd of music lovers. Teddy Ranson, Dougie Elliott, Stuart Lambie and Peter Horrell and many others. And they started going to the Palace Lido. And in those days, bands came over two or three times a week from the UK. And it was probably the height of the music scene. So I'm sure a lot of your listeners will recognise that if they're of a certain age.
Let's have this first track.
Yes, it's Time of the Season by the Zombies. I've no idea whether I got to see them or not, because there were so many that I did see. So perhaps somebody out there will tell me whether they actually made it to the island. But I thought Time of the Season, Summer Season at the Lido, it was just all there. It was iconic of the 60s and everything that we loved about them. So
perfect. Here it is. That. Zombies, Time of the Season.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in this time to promised lands, to show you everyone. What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Be rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Like me,
has he taken
any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
For my tunes on Manx Radio, and my guest all this week, musician and former teacher, Paul Reynolds. Paul, welcome back, and good to have you here.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure again.
Now, teaching. You climbed. You obviously liked it and got on with it. Tell us about the teaching career.
I sort of fell into teaching in a way because I was going to be an architect at one time, and my A-levels were reflecting that in the fact that I took art, physics and maths, which was a very odd combination. However, my friends told me as they came back from interviewing at Edge Hill that there were lots of girls there, lots more girls than fellas. So I sort of, my head was slightly turned. I was also struggling to make the grades. So in the long run, I went to teachers' college.
Was it 30 years you taught for here, thereabouts?
On the island, yes. I had three lots of 10 years at various schools.
So talk me through it. First one was Onchan, I know that.
Onchan Primary under Ron Cretney, who was a super head.
Yeah, then two.
I got a headship at Balaff, having just had the first 10 years, as I say, at Onchan. The last year was with Arthur Taggart as head teacher, who's a good man, still going strong on the island. And he helped me to get a promotion to Balaf. And I think the actual playing of the guitar might have helped, because it was a school with 36 pupils in it at the time.
Total?
Total, yeah. Yes. It did rise to over 50 while I was there over the 10 years. And it's become a very successful little village school, a village with a lot of heart, an old-fashioned Manx village with a community spirit second to none.
And then down south, Ballasalla.
Yes, I got tempted to apply for another village school, a lot bigger this time. It was around about 130, 140 pupils there at the time. And again, I had a wonderful 10 years there. I was lucky to serve with a brilliant staff there, probably the best deputy head teacher in the world at the time, who's Mrs. Jan Withy. She deserves a mention because she's a great lady.
Well, if you're listening to this and you were taught by our guest today, Paul, Mr. Reynolds to you.
And survived.
And survived, or sir, do let us know. Drop us a text or an email. We'd love to know. Let's have our next bit of music from you. Now, this is very different from yesterday.
Yes, it is. It's from my favourite band of all time, Pink Floyd. I did get to see them a couple of times in their early years, once with Syd Barrett at at the aforementioned Palace Lido.
Yeah.
That was a bit of an interesting night, because it ended in a bit of a riot. The music wasn't very understood, I have to say, by the people that were there. There was lots of Glasgow people there from the Wakes Weeks that turned up, and it wasn't their most successful evening, I would say.
No, because they were a very different band to begin with. And once Syd had gone and they got into Metal and Dark Side of the Moon, things changed dramatically for that
band. They did.
But we're going a bit later for this one.
Oh, very much. I can remember I was given by my children a DVD of their Pulse tour.
Brilliant.
In 1994 or so. And High Hopes had just come out on the Division Bell album. Everything on that album is brilliant, but nothing quite reaches the heights of this particular track, which is so wistful and thoughtful of times gone past. It took them back to their college days, I think, and how things were when they were young, when they were innocent, if you like, to a certain degree, and the high hopes that they had.
Beyond the horizon of the place we lived when we were young, in a world of magnets and miracles, our thoughts strayed constantly and without boundary. The ringing of the division bell had begun. Along the long road and on down the causeway, still meet there by the cut. There was a ragged band that followed in our footsteps, running before time took our dreams away, leaving the myriad small creatures trying to tie us to the ground, to a life consumed by slow decay. The grass was greener, the light was brighter, with friends around us, the nights of wonder. Looking beyond the embers of bridges glowing behind us, to a glimpse of how green it was on the other side. Steps taken forwards, but sleepwalking back again, dragged by the force of some inner tide. Thank you. by desire and ambition. There's a hunger still unsatisfied. Our weary eyes still stray to the horizon. Go down this road we've been so many times. The grass was greener.
Tunes on Manx Radio, and my guest all this week has been a teacher, head teacher across the island. He's a great musician and is here with me now, Paul Reynolds. Thank you, you've come back. Good, you haven't run off. That's good.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
I did think of, but
a lovely diverse range of music. I'm looking forward to today's very much indeed. I've got a little brief note here. It said that you went travelling. You had a whole year out. And went travelling. What sort of stage of your career was that?
Well, it was on completing three or four years in Kirby.
Yeah.
And thought about coming home to the Isle of Man, and then thought, well, let's do something before that happens. And I had an old friend from school, Ken Crellin, who was like-minded, and we decided that we would take a year out and we would travel as far as we could in the time. And we did quite well. We got through most of Europe as we were going. Unfortunately, it was all cut short when my grandfather died.
And he was back here on the island.
On the island, yeah. And I decided better come home, which was a great shame, really, because I think we had intentions of getting through into the Asian countries. Yeah. We made it as far as Crete was the furthest, although on the way we had been down to the winelands and stayed with a German family who we picked grapes with.
And was there a bit of tasting going on at some stage?
Oh, there was, definitely. Yeah. We took in a wine festival as well on the Rhine, so that was a 3-day event, which was rather good.
We talked about the early days on the Isle of Man. Venues now, it's a very different scene, isn't it, to when you grew up with the Lido in full swing and so many other places. How do you see the music scene at the moment as a snapshot now? How's it going?
Well, my snapshot will be very different from probably most of the mainstream, because my music scene's concentrating on people of my own age or similar, shall we say, within 20 years younger, 20 years older. So I can't comment on the younger music scene, although I go to occasional gigs and I'm very, very impressed with the standard of music that the younger folk on the Isle of Man are producing. There are some marvellous musicians and singers out there who have, I think, probably a greater technical ability than ever I could achieve. I think the standard of teaching in schools of music for secondary pupils has been fantastic over
there's
the last
a lot of great young players around. And I think it's certainly true that when I was learning, I had a book. Should say. Hold down a chord.
Oh, yes, yes. Absolutely.
I went through this thing. Yeah. And, of course, no YouTube, no this, no oh, that, no, no internet. Yeah. So you just, you maybe went to see somebody or somebody taught you something. The process for me of getting any better was quite slow, because you weren't exposed to as much. I probably got as much input in a month as a kid can get in an hour.
That's
today,
it. That's you know. It, yes. You had to go and down to the music shop and find your sheet music.
Yeah.
The best thing I ever bought was the Beatles Complete.
I've still got mine.
Unfortunately, it was a piano edition I bought rather than a guitar one, but it still had the chords there, yeah. Everything. So I learned to transpose quite quickly on that, because the piano editions, and of course McCartney sings quite high. Yeah. I'm very much a baritone. Of sorts, not a very good one, but anyway, there you go. So transposing, it taught me quite a lot.
Yeah, let's have our
rhythm guitar.
Third piece of music then, please. I'm so glad you've chosen this guy. I've been a fan of his, well, from the 80s right through to now. Paul Brady. Have you ever seen him play?
I haven't.
Nor me.
It's one of
Nor
my
me.
Regrets. No, I'd love to get to see him.
Apparently he plays in Belfast a lot.
Right.
And across, certainly Northern Ireland, but I've never been there when he's been playing.
Oh, well, this is a plea to Dave McLean, I think, out at Peel. Dave, get Paul Brady over. Yeah, he probably costs an awful lot, but
I reckon he's affordable. Dave knows how to do these things. He's got his people
he's
can talk
amazing.
To their people.
Yeah. He's amazing. He's got so many links in the business, so knowledgeable. Clever man.
Great singer, songwriter. What have you chosen from Paul Brady?
It's The Island. It's a great track of his. It's a piano track. It's been covered by many people with full bands, but you've got to go back to his original version, really, and say that it's quite a classic. It's nothing to do with the Isle of Man, unfortunately, although it's obviously got links through the title. It's got a good story behind it anyway, hasn't it? And he goes between talking about almost terrorism and contrasting it with the joys of taking his girl away from it all onto this island for whatever purposes he wanted.
Great writer, great performer. Here he is, Paul Brady, The Island.
Skies of Lebanon are burning, those mighty cedars bleeding in the heat. They're showing pictures on the television, women and children dying in the street. Now we're still at it in our own place, still trying to reach the future through the past, still trying to carve tomorrow from a tombstone. But hey, don't listen to me, 'cause this wasn't meant to be no sad song. We've heard too much of that before. Right now I only wanna be here with you till the morning dew comes falling. I wanna take you to the island and trace your footprints in the sand. And in the evening, when the sun goes down, we'll make love to the sound of the ocean. They're raising banners over by the markets, whitewashing slogans on the shipyard wall. Witch doctors praying for a mighty showdown. No way a holy flag is gonna fall. Up here we sacrifice our children to feed them worn-out dreams of yesterday. Teach them dying will lead us into glory. But hey, don't listen to me, 'cause this wasn't meant to be no sad song. I've sung too much of that before. Right now I only wanna be here with you till the morning dew comes falling. I wanna take you to the island and trace your footprints in the sand. And in the evening, when there's no one around, we'll make love to the sound of the ocean. Out. And I guess these young boys dying in the ditches is just what being free is all about. How this twisted wreckage down on Main Street will bring us all together in the end. And we go marching down the road to freedom.
My Tunes on Manx Radio with my guest all this week. Been a teacher on our island for many years, retired, and put a band together, although he's been playing a lot during that time. Paul Reynolds. Paul, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure again.
Well, thank you.
For the fourth time.
We've made it. You retired in 2005. And that really is when you got Shaw Slant together, wasn't it?
Started to get back into music because what with teaching and head teaching, I tended only to play for the children at school and use music lessons through the guitar. But also I'd previously given up because I didn't like playing in pubs with the smoke, etc. So after retirement, started to well, I went back to see Ken Krellin, and I'd played previously in Pachin with Ken in the 70s and 80s. So we thought, let's get going and try a bit of music again and see if we can perhaps get going, take it out somewhere, do something. And so the two of us, we produced a little album in 2010. Having got going, it took us a few years to get get up and running. But it was called Snuff the Wind. And it's very much folky in those days, folk orientated, as Ken plays harmonicas and also a wonderful Anglo concertina. It's a Jefferies one, and it's worth a lot of money, I think, as well. But he plays it beautifully.
Now, this band, then, you've got other people involved. So how did, it was organic, the way it grew, or did you actually headhunt people? How did this work?
Well, Ken and myself were at the base of it, and then we managed to recruit a lass with a wonderful voice, Sue Harrison, and she played with us for quite a few years. She's recently left to do other things, but she added so much to the band. And Sue, if you're out there, we're missing you.
And the lineup now?
It's Ken and myself, and we've got Annie Pierce, who's joined us. Annie plays cajon.
Yeah.
She's the lass from Ramsey, or if she is at the
non-musicians, a cajon is a box you sit on and you bash it. But it's more complicated than that.
It has a snare drum inside it, basically, but it also picks up the bass. And it has the absolute wonderful advantage of wherever you go, you've always got a seat. Yeah. So any pub, it doesn't matter if there's no chairs left, she can sit on that and play.
Brilliant. Well done, Annie. It's quite a fine instrument, actually. You'd think it was making a fairly sort of, I don't know, a predictable sound, but you can get an awful lot of tones out of it, can't you?
Oh, she does. Yeah. She does. She's very good.
Very
good. Con queen.
Yeah. And the range of music you're playing, I know it's broad, to say the least, isn't it?
It is. Well, with Ken's interest being very traditional Irish more than anything, we have to get the tunes in. So stuff like Toss the Feathers comes out frequently, and Drag Around the Road, that's a good old Irish reel. So there you go. You might not know that one so much, but it moves along something beautifully.
I think when I was doing some work over in Northern Ireland, I probably heard it in a few pubs, but then it's all a bit misty. And it was very smoky there as well at the time. Your last choice of music for me is, well, it's like a little timeless classic. Talk me through it, Paul.
Well, it's the homage to the singer-songwriter that I've followed, because I've had to immerse myself in the likes of Neil Young, James Taylor, et al., obviously Paul Brady, etc., over the years. But I always come back to James Taylor in the long run. He's been the best, still is going, still producing wonderful music, and he's sort of my age, and he's doing it, so if he can do it, maybe I can, in a small way, enjoy the music on the Isle of Man as well.
And the track you've chosen to wrap it all up?
It's Fire and Rain. Not one of his most cheerful ones, because I think it reflects a death of one of his friends along the line. But it's a brilliant piece of music that I used to try and play in the pubs. It used to make my wife Janice wince, because it was technically difficult. I didn't always get it right. And there was always a pregnant pause at the end of every line when she wondered whether I'd pick up on the next chord or not, as the case may be. So Janice will probably wince as I'm talking about this now.
Well, we'll leave it to the man. We'll leave it to the man. James Taylor. Paul, thank you so much for coming in.
It's been a wonderful experience, I have to say. It's been very unexpected after some of the calibre of the people you've had on. But it's been lovely.
We try and spread the joy. This is James Taylor, Fire and Rain.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. To an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you fire and rain now.
What a track. James Taylor, Fire and Rain. Chosen by my guest on My Tunes this week, Paul Reynolds. Keep popping back. You never know, there might be more you like right here on Mark Tiley in the Morning, the podcast. I look forward to joining you very soon.